So again, how would you say, I'm sorry, but I don't have the time to do it now because I'm very busy.
Je regrette.
But
Mais
I don't have the time to do it now.
je n'ai pas je
Yes?
n'ai pas le temps
To do it?
de la de le faire maintenant.
Right. Je regrette, mais je n'ai pas le temps. Je n'ai pas le temps de le faire
Pardon.
maintenant. Because I'm very busy.
Parce que je suis très, très occupé.
Right. Parce que je suis très occupé. Yes. Because I'm very busy. So you use the after adjectives, after nouns, also after some verbs. For instance, after some verbs of communications, like after demander, to ask, after dire, to tell, and décider, to decide. Here you have the three D's, demander, dire, and décider. If it is followed by another verb, throw in de. For instance, will you ask him to do it? Will you ask to him would be
Voulez-vous lui demander?
right. Voulez-vous lui demander to do it?
De le faire.
Right. Voulez-vous lui demander de le faire? De le faire. De le faire. Voulez-vous lui demander de le faire? Will you ask him to do it? Yes. Will you tell him to wait for me?
Tell
Will you tell him to tell
yes
such a
oh dear word yes
so will you tell him?
voulez-vous lui dire
Right? To wait for me.
de m'attendre?
Right. Voulez-vous lui dire de m'attendre? Will you ask him to call me later?
Voulez-vous lui demander
Lui demander, yes, to call me.
de m'appeler plus tard?
Right. Voulez-vous lui demander de m'appeler plus tard? After any form of have, if it is followed by a verb, you will use a after have. For instance, in English, we have to make a distinction with have to. Yes, have to, which may mean must, yes, I have to do it, I must do it. But you also have in English have to, and it does not mean must. For instance, you may say in English, what you have to drink, what you have to eat, has nothing to do with have to, with must. Yes, is that clear, the distinction in
Yes.
English, yes?
Yes.
What is there? What you have to, what is there to eat? What
Right,
you have to eat,
yes.
yes? What you have to drink, and so on. So, in the case where have to does not mean must, in French you will use have with a. For instance, what you have to eat would be qu'est-ce que is what? What is it that? Qu'est-ce que vous avez? It's what do you have? What do you have is qu'est-ce que? Qu'est-ce que literally means what is it that you have? Qu'est-ce que vous avez? We had before, est-ce que, is it that? Yes?
Yes.
Do you have? Est-ce que vous avez? Is it that you have? You can say avez-vous for have you. Or est-ce que vous avez? Is it that you have? You can say, comprenez-vous? For do you understand? Or est-ce que vous comprenez? Is it that you understand? Est-ce que vous me comprenez? Is it that you understand me? So we have est-ce for is it that, or qu'est-ce que, what is it that? So, for instance, if you want to say, what do you have? Qu'est-ce que vous avez? What is it that you have? What you have to eat would be qu'est-ce que vous avez à manger? Yes. So there's a difference between you have to eat, which is you vous devez manger, you must eat. So in English, yes, you have to, you must. But what you have to eat is not what must you,
yes,
but what you have to eat. Is that clear in English, yes, the distinction? Yes?
So it's really you're saying, what have you got to?
Right, got to exactly. Yeah. What have you got to eat?
Yeah.
So qu'est-ce que vous avez à manger? To drink is boire, beverage. It's always good to voir what you boire, yes? Voir to see and voir to drink. So you may ask, what do you have to drink? Would be, qu'est-ce que vous avez à boire? So here you have a. You also use the a after il y a. Il y a means there is, there are, but it is a form of a. It actually, il y a means it has there. So we have a form of a, of have.
Yes.
So qu'est-ce qu'il y a is what is there. So what is there to drink would be qu'est-ce qu'il y a
à boire.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à boire? What is there to drink? What is there to eat?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger? What is there to eat? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à boire? By extension, you use also a after chose, thing, like quelque chose or whatever, yes, la même chose. After chose, if it is followed by a verb, you use a, yes, because usually it's an extension of have. So automatically, after chose, for instance, I have something to tell you would be.
J'ai quelque chose à vous dire.
Right. J'ai quelque chose à vous dire. Yes. So I say by extension because it's still I have to tell you. Yes. I have
yes.
to tell you something. Yes.
Yes.
J'ai quelque chose à vous dire. But expressions of quantity, after all expressions of quantity, when you're talking about that quantity, you use after a de. For instance, how much time is how much of time? Combien de temps? Too much of time. Trop de temps. Any form of much also means many. Many things, trop de choses. So trop is too much and too many. Much time, beaucoup de temps. Je n'ai pas beaucoup de temps. I don't have much of time. Or many things, beaucoup de choses. Many of things. Je vais acheter beaucoup de choses. Many things. So too much is trop. And too many, also trop. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. I don't have too much time. Je n'ai pas trop de temps, too much of time. Yes?
Yes.
I'm not going to buy too many things. Je ne vais pas acheter trop de choses. Yes. But if after those expressions of quantity, if it is followed by a verb, then you use a. For instance, if you want to say, I have much to do, would be j'ai beaucoup
trop à faire.
That is, beaucoup trop would be much too much. Just much.
Oh, beaucoup à faire.
J'ai beaucoup à faire, yes. But if you want to say, I have much too much to do, would be, j'ai beaucoup trop
à faire.
Yes. What's more?
J'ai beaucoup trop à faire.
Right. That would be beaucoup, much, trop, too much, and followed by a verb, à faire. J'ai beaucoup trop à faire. And I have nothing to do.
Je n'ai rien à faire.
Right. Je n'ai rien à faire. I have nothing to do. Je n'ai rien à faire aujourd'hui. I have nothing to do today. Je n'ai rien à faire. Right. Rien à faire by itself is an expression which means nothing doing. Rien à faire.
Yeah.
Rien à faire. Nothing doing. I'd like to talk about what. The word what. Because there are several words in French for what. We've been using what in the sense of what and which. For instance, what difference would be?
Quelle différence?
Quelle différence? Yes, what or which difference? Quelle différence? And also, what is the difference would be, quelle est la différence? Quelle est la différence? Between is entre. Entre. You may have heard the expression entre nous.
Yes.
Between us. Yes. Entre nous. Yes. Entre les deux, between the two. Or between both. So how would you say, what is the difference between the two?
Quelle est la différence entre les deux?
Right. Quelle est la différence entre les deux? Then we had, what specialty would be?
Quelle spécialité?
Once more?
I'm sorry, quelle? Quelle spécialité?
Right. Quelle spécialité? Quelle spécialité avez-vous ce soir? What specialty do you have tonight? Or what is the specialty of the house?
Qu'est-ce que...
No. What is...
Que...
What or which is?
Quelle est?
Right. Once more?
Quelle est?
Quelle est?
Quelle est? La spécialité ce soir.
Of the house.
Oh, de la maison.
Right. Quelle est la spécialité de la maison? Mm-hmm. What address would be?
Quelle adresse?
Quelle adresse, right. What is your address? Your is votre.
Quelle est votre adresse?
Right. Quelle est votre adresse? What is your telephone number? Telephone number is number of telephone, would be numéro de...
Téléphone.
Right. So what is your telephone number would be...
Quel est votre numéro
of...
De téléphone.
Right. Quel est votre numéro de téléphone? Yes. In English... You can take two nouns and glue them together, put them together, and you have one. Yes, you can take telephone, and you can take number, and you put it together, and you have a telephone number. You have a gold, and you have a ring, and you have a gold ring. In French, you cannot just put them together like that. Mm-hmm. You connect them with de. So... telephone number would be the number of telephone. The de will put them together. Numéro de téléphone. So what is your name would be?
Quel est votre...
Nom. Nom. N-O-M means nom. Name. Nom. Quel est votre nom? So here you have... Quel, yes. for what. So, what difference would be?
Quelle différence?
Quelle différence? And what is the difference?
Quelle est
What's
la...
more?
Quelle est la différence?
Quelle est la différence? Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, what, followed by a verb, is que, like, what do you want would be que.
Que vous voulez.
That would be what you want.
Que voulez-vous.
Right, que voulez-vous. Que voulez-vous, what you want. What you want to eat.
Que voulez-vous de manger? Que, no, 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 sorry, sorry. Que voulez-vous manger?
Right. Que voulez-vous manger?
Manger.
Always the ending. Que voulez-vous manger? Mm-hmm. What do you want to do now? Que,
qu'allez-vous?
Que, voulez, hmm?
Que, voulez, que voulez-vous?
To do?
Faire.
No.
And maintenant.
Right. Que voulez-vous faire maintenant? What do you want to know?
Que, qu'allez-vous?
Que, que, voulez, hmm?
Que voulez-vous?
To know?
Savoir.
Right. Que voulez-vous savoir?
Savoir?
What do you want to know? So again, what do you want would be... what?
Que hmm? Voulez-vous?
That's what?
Que voulez-vous?
Que voulez-vous? What you want? Que voulez-vous? What do you prefer?
Que préférez-vous? Que préférez-vous?
But always hit the ending, please.
Que préférez-vous?
Right. Que préférez-vous? Yes. Que préférez-vous? To think is penser, to be pensive. What do you think would be? Que pensez-vous?
Que pensez-vous?
Right. Que pensez-vous?
Que pensez-vous?
What do you think? Que pensez-vous? Mm-hmm. What do you have?
Qu'avez-vous?
Right. Qu'avez-vous? Que avez ou qu'avez-vous?
Yeah.
Qu'avez-vous? Mm-hmm. So here we have que for what? Instead of que, you can also use qu'est-ce que, which I gave you before. Qu'est-ce que? Qu'est-ce que meaning what is it that? Que and qu'est-ce que is interchangeable. One is as correct as the other. But if you use qu'est-ce que, you do not invert because you say, what is it that you want? Which would be qu'est-ce que
vous avez.
That is what you know.
Oh, that's
qu'est-ce que
vous voulez.
Right. So once more,
qu'est-ce que vous voulez.
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez.
Qu'est-ce que vous
what
voulez.
What do you want? Mm-hmm. Qu'est-ce que vous voulez? Yes. What do you know would be
qu'est-ce que vous savoir, savez? Qu'est-ce
right.
que vous savez?
Once more.
Qu'est-ce que vous savez?
Qu'est-ce que vous savez? Yes. But it has to be very clear that you mean know and not
right.
have.
Yes.
yes.
Qu'est-ce que vous savez?
Right. Qu'est-ce que vous savez? Yes. The A like in D.
A.
What do you have? What do you have for me?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez pour moi? Qu'est-ce que vous avez pour
right.
moi?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez pour moi? Qu'est-ce que vous avez
yes. pour moi?
So I have to make that distinction, that sound distinction, but also for comprehension, you have to hear it.
Yes.
The difference between what do you know and what do you have? Give it to me again. What do you know?
Qu'est-ce que vous savez?
Qu'est-ce que vous savez?
Qu'est-ce que vous savez?
And what do you have?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez?
Right. That was very clear now. Qu'est-ce que vous savez? What do you know? Qu'est-ce que vous avez? What do you have? So again, que and qu'est-ce que is interchangeable whenever you start a question followed by a verb. One as correct as the other. If I were to set up a frequency chart, then I would say that qu'est-ce que is used more often than que. So again, what do you want would be?
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez?
Right. Qu'est-ce que vous voulez? What do you want? What do you want to say would be?
Qu'est-ce que vous dire?
Huh?
Qu'est-ce que vous direz? No.
What do you want to say?
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire?
Yes, but also... Yes. Say it again.
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez te dire?
No.
À dire?
No.
No. Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire? It's not right.
Right.
Yes.
Again.
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire?
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire? Yes, I want you to put the stress at the end of any word.
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire?
Les. Hey, like in day.
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire?
Right. Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire? Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire?
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire?
What do you want to say? That combination in French of want to say, like qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire, means in French, what do you mean? In other words, you do not have a single word in English, in French for to mean. To mean in French is to want to say. That combination of want to say means to mean. So if you say, qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire, that means, what do you mean? Literally, what you want to say, but actually, what do you mean?
Yes.
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire? So either que voulez-vous dire, either que voulez-vous dire, or qu'est-ce que vous voulez dire? Then we have what used in the middle of a sentence, not in the beginning, to introduce a question like que or qu'est-ce que, or what in the sense of which, followed by a noun, quelle spécialité or quelle est la spécialité. But in the middle of a sentence, what is ske, like in ski, but ske.
Ske.
Ske. Once more?
Ske.
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 Ske. Yes. Actually, it's the last part of qu'est-ce que. Yes?
Ske.
Qu'est-ce que. Ske is what in the middle of a sentence.
What?
For instance, if you want to say, I don't know what I'm going to do today. I don't know.
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas.
What middle?
Ce que.
Right.
Je ne sais pas ce que.
I'm going to do. I'm going.
Je vais.
To do.
Faire.
Right. Yes. Je ne sais pas ce que je vais faire aujourd'hui. So here we have ce for what in the middle, spelt in two words, C-E and Q-U-E, ce. How would you say, nobody knows what it is?
Personne sait ce que c'est.
Right. Very good. Say that again. That was good.
Personne sait ce qui ce que ce que c'est.
Right. Personne sait ce que c'est. Personne sait ce que c'est. Very good. Yes. Who knows? Who?
Qui?
Yes?
Qui c'est?
Hmm?
Qui c'est?
Right. Qui c'est? Qui c'est? Mm-hmm. How would you say, I don't understand what you mean.
Je ne sais pas. Je ne sais pas.
That is, I don't know. I don't understand.
Je ne comprends pas.
Je ne comprends pas. What middle you mean?
Ce que.
You mean? To mean is to want to say.
Ce que vous voulez parler.
Not to speak, to say.
Dire.
Right. So once more, I don't understand what you mean.
Je ne comprends pas.
Je ne comprends pas.
Je ne comprends pas ce que vous voulez dire.
Right. Je ne comprends pas. I don't understand ce que, what middle, vous voulez dire. You want to say or you mean. What is, I can.
Je peux.
Je peux. Mm-hmm. And je peux is spelled P-E-U-X. It is one of, it's only in two instances that you have an X instead of an S for I. But for he can, il peut, P-E-U-T. He and she for T. The other instance where you have an X instead of an S for I, for the first person, is for I want, which I didn't give you yet. I'm going to give you now. I want is je veux. It follows like the pattern of I can. Je peux, P-E-U-X, and I want is je veux, V-E-U-X.
Je veux.
Je veux. So is it this? So is
je peux and je veux. Je peux and je veux.
So is he wants.
Is
il veut with a T.
Right. Yes. Il veut with a T. V-E-U-T. Right. So I want it would be.
Je le veux.
Mm-hmm.
Je le veux.
Je le veux. I don't want it.
Je ne le veux pas.
Right. Je ne le veux pas. Yes.
Je ne le veux pas.
How would you say, that's not what I want. That's not.
It ce is n'est pas. Not. Ce n'est pas.
What's more?
Ce n'est pas.
Ce n'est pas, right? Ce n'est pas. What middle?
Ce que.
I want.
Je veux.
Right. Ce n'est pas ce que je veux. That's not what I want.
Ce n'est pas ce que je veux.
Ce n'est pas ce que je veux. And that's exactly what I want. It is?
That is. Say? Exactement.
What middle?
Ce que?
I want.
Je veux.
So once more. That's exactly what I want.
That.
It is?
C'est?
Exactly.
Exactement.
What middle?
Ce que?
I want.
Ve.
Right. Yes. C'est exactement.
Exactement.
Or c'est exactement.
C'est exactement.
Yes. You can push in the T of it is. C'est exactement. C'est exactement ce que je veux. What I want.
Ce que je veux.
C'est
ce
exactement
que
ce que je veux. How would you say, but that's not what I mean. But that's not what I mean. But?
Mais?
It is not?
Ce n'est pas.
Mm-hmm. Mais ce n'est pas. What middle?
Ce que?
I mean.
Je veux.
Je veux. Je veux is I want.
Oh.
And I mean is I want to say.
Je veux dire.
Right?
Yes.
Je veux dire.
Yes.
Yes. So say it again. That's not what I mean.
Ce n'est pas
what?
Ce que
ce que
je veux dire.
Je
veux dire.
Right?
Je veux dire.
Je veux
dire.
Dire. Yes. We have to make
yes.
a sound yes. distinction. An important sound distinction between I want and I'm going. Yes. I want to do it would be
je veux faire. Je veux le faire.
Right. Je veux. Like veux. Peu, veux.
So you round your lips, do you?
Yes, you round veux. Your lips, right.
Je veux le faire.
Je veux le faire. Je veux le faire is I want to do it. I'm going to do it is...
Je vais.
I'm going, I'm on my way. Je vais le faire.
Je vais le faire.
Yes. So I'm going to I'm going to do it because I want to see it.
Je vais le faire
because
parce
I want to see it.
Je veux
good
le voir.
Right. Je vais le faire parce que je veux le voir. And once more now, that's not what I mean.
Ce n'est pas ce que je veux dire.
Right. Ce n'est pas ce que je veux dire. Ce n'est pas ce que je veux dire. I don't understand what it means.
Je ne comprends pas.
Je ne comprends pas.
Je ne comprends pas.
What?
Ce que
it means.
Le veut dire.
It. When you start a sentence, any part of a sentence with it as a subject is...
Ça.
Right. Yeah. So it means would be ça.
Ça veut dire.
Once more, ça.
Ça veut dire.
Right. Ça veut dire. Yes. So say again. I don't understand what it means.
Je ne comprends pas.
Je ne comprends pas
ce que... what? Ça veut dire.
Right. Je ne comprends pas,
je ne comprends pas
que...
ce que... Ça veut dire.
Right.
Veut
je
dire.
Ne comprends pas ce que ça veut dire.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
Right. Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? What does it mean? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? Yes. To explain is to explicate. Expliquer, yes. Because explanation is explication, explication.
Yes.
It's one of the three exceptions of the 1200 ION nouns. Explication, so expliquer, to explain. So, will you explain to me what you mean?
Voulez-vous
explain to me?
M'expliquer
what you mean?
Ce que vous veux
you you mean?
Vous voulez dire?
Right. Voulez-vous m'expliquer? Will you explain to me ce que vous voulez dire? To express the future tense in French, it's very easy. Because you simply go into the future. Just going, yes. Like in English. In English, you have the two options. You can say, I will leave tomorrow. or I'm going to leave tomorrow. In French, the going part is used more than in English. You always save just using going. So I will do it tomorrow would be?
Je vais faire...
It.
Le faire demain. Demain.
Right. Je vais le faire demain. He will be here in a few days. A few is quelques. Quelques means some and a few. Quelques jours. And in is dans. Down in, spelled D-A-N-S. Dans quelques jours, in a few days. So he will be here in a few days would be he...
Il va
be
être
here
ici
in a few days.
Dans quelques jours.
Right. Il va être ici dans quelques jours. Mm-hmm. And I will arrive tomorrow morning.
Je vais arriver.
Right. Je vais arriver. Je vais arriver
tomorrow demain. Morning.
Demain matin.
Matinée.
Matin.
Matin.
Right, demain matin. Je vais arriver demain matin. And we will arrive tomorrow morning.
Nous allons.
Right.
Arriver.
Nous allons matin. Arriver. Yes, tomorrow morning.
Demain matin.
Right. Nous allons arriver demain matin. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's a very easy way to express the future. Of course, there's another way to express the future. In the very beginnings of the French language, when they use the future, they try to express the future tense. They would say, for I will leave tomorrow, they would say, I to leave have tomorrow. What does I have?
J'ai.
So just have of I is
A.
Yes, A-I, A. Yes. So I to leave have would be
je partir A.
Right. Je partir et demain. For he will leave tomorrow. He to leave has tomorrow, which be?
Il partir à.
Right. Demain. Il partir à demain. Yes. And through constant use, je partir et, they started, of course, contracting. In speaking to je partirai. For he will leave, il partira. In speaking became il partira. And since that became the common usage in speaking, one adjusted it also in writing, so that now it is written in one word, je partirai. So the re ending of any verb means I will. And ra, he, she, it will. And re also means you will, R-E-Z, R-E-Z, and rong for we will. So we have re, ra, and rong for will. So, if you want to say... what is to tell? It's such a
dear.
Okay, to tell or to say dear.
Je so dirai.
I will say, I will tell.
Je dirai.
But you always have to hit the
dirai.
Ending in order to be clearly understood.
Yes.
Like I will wait would be...
J'attendais.
The endings are ré, ra and rong. The R is the key sound. All verbs have an R at the end.
Right, okay.
That R is the key sound for will, for understanding and for saying it. So I will wait would be
J'attendrai.
J'attendrai. J'attendrai. Yes. You will understand the same sound.
Vous attendrez.
Vous attendrez. Très, like day. Vous attendrez. We will understand.
Nous attendrons.
Nous attendrons. He will understand. She will understand. Wait. He will
Il
wait.
Il attendra.
Il attendra. Yes. I will understand would be.
J'ai.
Not j'ai.
No, sorry. Je comprendrai.
Je comprendrai. I won't understand it. I will not understand it.
Je ne le comprendrai
right.
pas.
Right. Je ne le comprendrai pas. I won't understand you.
Je ne vous comprendrai.
Yes.
Très pas.
Right. Je ne vous comprendrai pas. He won't understand me.
Il. Il me comprendrait pas. That doesn't sound right.
Il me
comprendrait pas.
No, the ré, that goes for I will and you will.
Oh, sweet. Bra.
Okay.
Comprendra pas.
Right. Il me comprendra pas. He will tell you.
Il vous dira.
You have to hit the ending in dira. Order to be clearly understood.
Yes. Il vous dira.
Il vous dira. Mm-hmm. He won't tell me.
Il ne vous...
He won't tell me.
Oh, il ne me dira pas.
Right. Il ne me dira pas. I will ask you later. What is to ask?
Demander.
Demander, right. I will demander. Ask you later.
Je vous demanderai.
Right.
Plus tard.
Right. Je vous demanderai plus tard.
Is it demanderai ou demanderai?
Either. Yes. Usually in speaking, je vous demanderai. But it is spelled demanderai, because you use the whole verb. It will start soon.
Ça commencera bientôt.
Right. Ça commencera bientôt. So actually, you have options. you can always go into the future and say, for it will start soon. Ça va commencer bientôt.
Ça va commencer
right.
bientôt. Bientôt.
Ça va commencer bientôt. It is going to start soon. ça va commencer bientôt. Or, François, regarde away.
Ça commencera bientôt.
Right, ça commencera bientôt. Actually, in French, unlike in English, you have three options to express the future tense. In English, you have two. You can say it is going to start soon. It will start soon in English. Yes?
Yeah.
In French, again, the going part is used more than in English. Ça va commencer bientôt. Fine. Ça commencera bientôt. The third option in French is simply using the present tense to express the future. It is correct French to say, it starts tomorrow. It is starting tomorrow. So it starts tomorrow would be ça.
Ça commence demain.
Right. Ça commence demain. So, for instance, to say, next week would be, the week is la semaine, and the week approaching is next week, la semaine prochaine. La semaine prochaine means next week. So you can say, I'm going to see you next week, which would be?
Je vais vous voir la semaine prochaine.
Right. Je vais vous voir la semaine prochaine. But you can also say correctly in French, I see you next week, which is incorrect English, but correct French. I see you would be
Je vous vois la semaine prochaine.
Right. Je vous vois la semaine prochaine. Yes. That is correct French. It's so correct that you may have noticed, speaking to French people and those who have a seemingly good command of English, you may have noticed how often they will use the present tense in English.
Yes.
They will say in English, I see you next week. I talk to you later. Yes. I call you tomorrow. They will use the present tense in English.
Yeah.
Not that they don't know the future tense, which is easy in English, yes? But their own speech pattern, their own French speech pattern is in the present tense to express the future. They don't see why it shouldn't be as correct in English as it is in French to use the present tense. That is the reason why you will hear French people say, I see you next week. I talk to you tomorrow, I call you next week, and so on.
Yes.
Because it is correct French.
Yes.
So, but it's a safe way just to go into the future, just using going, because that gives you time to think also.
Yes.
Now, to lift up. Is lever.
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 Not elevate.
Lever. Yes, levitate.
Lever.
Yes, lever. L-E-V-E-R. Lever. So I'm lifting it would be?
Je le levais.
In the present tense, if it is not we or you, you have to cut.
Can you say that again?
Lever is to lift. If you say, je lever is I to lift.
Lève?
Of course. What else?
Yes. Yes.
So I'm lifting it would be?
Je le lève.
Je le lève. Right. Je le lève.
Je le lève.
He's lifting it.
Il le lève.
Il le lève. She is lifting it.
Elle le lève.
Elle le lève. Yes. I'm starting. could be?
Je commence.
Je commence. Yes.
Je commence.
He is starting.
Il commence.
Il commence. It is starting.
Ça commence.
Ça commence. One is starting. One is on.
On.
Yes, on.
Commence.
O-N. One is starting would be on.
On commence.
On commence. Yes. Yes. So that on is used a lot in French. One can say, well, one is starting now, yes?
Hmm.
On commencement now.
Right.
Not only that, but in especially in the spoken language, the on is also used to express we. Instead of nous, one will say, bon, on commence maintenant, meaning we are starting now, instead of nous commençons, on commence. One will say, for instance, on est très confortable ici, which means literally one is very comfortable here. Who is the one? Meaning, it's a comfortable place. We are. Yes. Instead of nous sommes, on est très confortable. On est très bien ici. One is fine here, very fine, very well. On est très bien ici. We are fine. On est. Yes, one is. On va. Yes, one is going. Or we are going. On va partir maintenant. One is going to leave. Who is the one? Meaning we. Instead of nous allons partir, on va partir maintenant. Yes. On va rester ici. Yes. One is going to stay here, meaning we are going to stay here. The on va. If you turn the on va into a question mark, that would also mean, shall we? On va commencer? Are we going to start, meaning, shall we start? On va? On va partir? Shall we leave? On va rester? Shall we stay? So, without the inflection, it would be, we are going to stay, on va rester. But with the question mark, inflection, on va rester? Shall we stay? And if you have qu'est-ce qu'on va, then you have what are we going, meaning what shall we? Because qu'est-ce que already gives you the question. So qu'est-ce qu'on va, with any verb, means what shall we? Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire? So the inflection is not necessary anymore because of qu'est-ce que. Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire, what shall we do? Qu'est-ce qu'on va manger? What shall we eat? Qu'est-ce qu'on va commander? Commander is to order, to command, but also to order in a restaurant. Qu'est-ce qu'on va commander? What shall we order? Qu'est-ce qu'on va boire? What shall we drink?
Drink.
Drink. Boire.
Boire.
Yes. And qu'est-ce qu'on va prendre is what shall we take. Not only take, but whenever you use have in English, referring to food or drinks, in English you will say, what would you like to have to eat? What would you like to have to drink? In French, have, referring to food or drinks, is not avoir, but have for food or drinks becomes an intake, and you use prendre. Never avoir. Yes.
Yes.
In English, you can say, I'm going to have a cup of coffee, to have a cup of coffee, not in French. How would you say in French, I'm going to have a cup of coffee? I'm going.
Je vais prendre une tasse de café.
Very good. Prendre une tasse de café. Very good. Je vais prendre une tasse de café. Yes. Very important. Prendre. So, to have becomes an intake for food and drinks. To have dinner, of course, is to dine, dîner. To have lunch is déjeuner. Le déjeuner is the lunch, but déjeuner is also to lunch or to have lunch. So, voulez-vous déjeuner avec moi? Will you lunch or will you have lunch with me? But breakfast in French is a small lunch. Le petit déjeuner is breakfast. How would you say, will you have breakfast with me tomorrow morning? Have breakfast.
Prendre.
Right. Voulez-vous what?
Voulez-vous prendre.
Right.
Le petit déjeuner avec moi.
Right. Demain matin.
Demain matin.
Right. Voulez-vous prendre le petit déjeuner avec moi demain matin? Yes. So, to have breakfast is to intake, to take. Voulez-vous prendre le petit déjeuner avec moi demain matin?
Would it be wrong to say prendre le dîner? Would it be wrong to say prendre le dîner? Or should you always say?
It's not wrong. It's perfectly understood. Yes. Yes. But usually you will say just to dine. So le dîner, this dinner, le déjeuner, this lunch. Actually, déjeuner is to disfast. Jeûner means to fast. Déjeuner to disfast is lunch.
Yes, breakfast.
And breakfast is a small disfast. So again, one more thing about the future tense. So in English, you use will for the future tense, yes? So I will do it would be...
Je ferai.
Once more?
Je ferai.
Je ferai, yes. I will do it.
Je le ferai.
Je le ferai. Or the going part?
Je vais... Le faire.
Right, je vais le faire, yes. Just in English, will expresses the future tense with one single exception. There's one exception in English where will does not express the future tense, and that is whenever you start a sentence with will you. Or will you please? That expresses in English a polite request and not the future tense. I just want to make sure that it will be clearly understood that will is the future tense except for will you please, will you, like, will you tell me, will you come with me, will you do it, will you wait, is not the future tense.
Yes.
In English.
Yes.
So therefore, will you, in French will be, will you please? Will you wait for me? Will you come with me? Will you tell me?
It would just be...
You
would say... Tell me, please, or something like that, wouldn't you? Will you tell me? Or tell me?
How would you say, will you come with me, please?
Venez-vous.
Right. Come.
Voulez-vous venir avec moi?
Right.
Yes.
Will you tell me?
Voulez-vous me dire?
Right. Yes. So you see how confusing it can be in English. And
of course.
I would say with most people after years of studying of the French will confuse it. So again, will in English is the future tense, except whenever you start with will you please, it's not the future tense, but it's a polite request. Will you please, or would you please also in English? Will you please, would you please, will you, would you? That is voulez-vous. But only when you start with will you please, not when will you. Where will you? How will you? That is future.
Yes.
Only will you, will you, will you please, would you please, voulez-vous. Yes. But that voulez-vous can also be do you want? The question is, how do you make the distinction in French between will you come with me and do you want to come with me? How would you say, will you come with me? Please.
Voulez-vous venir avec moi?
Right. Voulez-vous venir avec moi? That would be, will you please come with me? Will you come with me or would you come with me? If you want to say, do you want to come with me, would be?
Would be the same. Voulez-vous venir avec moi?
No. That becomes now a question in French. And you will say, voulez-vous venir avec moi? Voulez-vous venir avec moi? Question mark becomes, do you want? Question. Ah. Hmm. Do you want to come with me? But just, voulez-vous venir avec moi? Not a question mark. But a polite request without inflection. Voulez-vous venir avec moi? Voulez-vous venir avec moi? Will you please come with me? Voulez-vous venir avec moi, s'il vous plaît? Will you come with me? Voulez-vous me dire? Will you tell me? But if you say, voulez-vous me dire? Do you want to tell me? Yes or no? So, voulez-vous as a question is either you use the question mark and the inflection to a question, or you can say, est-ce-que-vous voulez? Is it that you want? Est-ce-que-vous voulez venir avec moi? Then you have the question, do you want? Est-ce-que-vous voulez venir avec moi? Then the inflection is not necessary because of the est-ce-que. Or, voulez-vous venir avec moi? Do you want to come with me? But without the question mark, it's a polite request. Voulez-vous venir avec moi? Voulez-vous m'attendre? Will you wait for me? But voulez-vous m'attendre? Do you want to wait for me? Est-ce que vous voulez m'attendre? Do you want to wait for me?